This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
We love new music here on 98.9 Tariana, and we love talking to the artists that produce it. And this morning we are lucky enough to talk to Grace May, all the way from Sydney, I believe. Grace, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We're amazing. We're amazing. Are you from down south in Sydney, are you?
Yes, I just under Sydney in Wollongong. It's about an hour from Sydney.
Oh, so, that's not a bad spot to live in.
So were you really affected, or have you just been let out of lockdown? What's the go?
Yeah, so I've just come out of lockdown, quite literally been out of lockdown for about a week now. We had I think it was like 4 months of lockdown. Yeah, the only thing that we could really do is exercise. So I'm really fit now, which is good.
Well, it could go one way or the other,
right? At least you had that motivation. Whereas when we were in lockdown up here, I'm like, this is great. I get to work from home. I can get up. I can have my coffee. I can do a workout. None of that happened at all.
So it sounds like you were motivated.
I was motivated.
Well, that's a good thing. And you know what? It's hard not to go out and exercise in Wollongong because it's such a lovely place to live.
Yeah, no, it really is. And, like, going down the beach and stuff, you see so many people you know, and you go on your morning walk, you get your coffee, and it's the only kind of way that you can socialise too at the same time.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Now, if you live in Wollongong, you possibly would go for St. George if you're you like rugby league. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I'm not really into sports.
Oh, okay. She's a musician, Gerard. You're one or the other, man.
I'm just saying. She lives in Wollongong, so I thought she might have gone for the Dragons.
But that's okay.
That's okay. We'll leave it at that. Now let's talk a little bit about your brand new single. Tell us a bit how it all started for you. It sounds like it's when we listen to it, it's got a bit of a summer feel to it.
Yeah, 100%. So I actually wrote it last lockdown, when it was kind of new to everyone. The whole concept was really scary. And I just realized all the things that I'd kind of been taking for granted when COVID wasn't a thing and we weren't in lockdown. And so I kind of wrote that song off of that. I started with just the chords and the guitar part. And it kind of came out of nowhere. It was one of them songs that really just kind of flowed. And it was probably the easiest song I've ever written to write. And it was really good. It was really good. And then I worked with Josh up in the Blue Mountains to get the kind of sound that we wanted. And we kind of bounced off each other. And it worked so well. And then, that's how it kind of worked.
How did you find that, talking to people online? I mean, look, I know it's this day and age and doing Zooms and everything. How did you find the process?
I think it was a lot harder, but one of my main mentors with my music is Lynn Botel. And obviously she lives up in Tamworth or around Tamworth.
Yep.
So we do Zoom lessons all the time anyway. And so that was really good because obviously we're just so used to that normally.
Yeah,
that's the usual. So it wasn't too bad. Obviously, it's nicer to be able to work on things in person with someone.
Absolutely. It does help when it comes to writing, in the sense of writing with people overseas, because you don't have to spend all that money just to go and songwrite. Like, it's not like a pressure that I've got to save all this money to be able to go to Nashville to then be able to write a song. Now that we've sort of got Zoom and all these sort of things, it's just get online, do it right now.
Yeah, definitely. And it gives, it's more opportunity too, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's share your brand new single.
Yeah, now it came out on the 11th of October. Has it been going okay before we just take it? What's the response from you?
Amazing.
Yeah, good.
It's actually second on the MRAC regional charts at the moment.
Wow.
So that's really exciting. And the music the music clip actually goes out tomorrow night at 9:20 on CMT. So, again, that's really cool.
Well, again, congratulations. We love, like we said here at 98.9, we love talking to our new artists and playing their new music. So with any further ado, well, this is Grace May's brand new single, The Music Goes On.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.